bet you're pretty busy today.
Yes, but happy to give you and your listeners an update.
Okay, so we've been getting updates throughout the day, like texts and emails about when we expect the power to go off. It keeps getting moved down the road a little bit. Last I saw, it was going to be around 8 o'clock. Is that going to change?
That's exactly right. It has been moving and moving, and we do expect it to move even later. But 8 o'clock right now is the earliest that we can start shutting off power. That's correct.
Okay. So, and that's for Humboldt County. Now, I know that there are various different phases in the states, and Humboldt County is part of Phase 5, as far as I understand. Have the other phases kicked in yet?
No, I haven't received confirmation yet if the other phases have started, but I do know that Humboldt County is later on, is one of the last to go, so to speak. So I guess that gives a little bit more extra time for Humboldt residents to prepare and plan.
Okay. Any reason why it's being delayed? Not that anyone is minding, but any reason it's being delayed?
It's the weather. As we get more specific, accurate weather information, we're trying not to impact as many customers too soon. So we're pushing back the de-energization process for Humboldt County as we get more information coming in. It's a very fluid situation. As with all weather events, every single public safety power shutoff is different. But I do know all of them have been very fluid like this. The past couple ones did change several times, just like this one has, you know, for other counties, you know, times changing, the number of customers, impact changes. That is just what comes with the territory when you're de-energizing several lines, depending on the weather patterns.
So is there any change in the forecast as to how long it will last once the lines are degenerated?
Yeah, so, you know, we're expecting the peak of the weather. Well, we expected it earlier this evening, and then the peak is getting pushed back, and that's the reason why the de-energization is getting pushed back, because we want everything de-energized before the peak hits here, right? So the window of the peak weather is also getting pushed back, so that means it all depends. It all depends on when the window ends. I know that's not much information for you. We will do everything we can to get everybody restored within 48 hours. We have resources that are moving in place. We have called in mutual aid from other agencies and other utilities, so the power shutoff will last as little as possible. But this is for safety, so we want to make sure that everybody is turned off before the severe weather comes.
I'm curious, PG&E, of course, is not the only company that provides power in the state of California, certainly not. Does for our area. Are other power agencies in the state doing the same thing that PG&E is doing with these shutoffs for safety, or are they handling it differently?
No, absolutely. No matter where you are in the state, your utility could shut off the power. It's called a public safety power shutoff, just because of these extreme fire weather conditions that we've been seeing the past couple years. The CPUC has passed this. This is all the approval of the state and at the direction of our regulator, the CPUC, California Public Utilities Commission, who oversees all the major utilities. You know, this is only the second year that PG&E has done it. In 2018, we only initiated a public safety power shutoff one time. San Diego Gas and Electric has been doing it for many, many years. Of course, their scope is a lot smaller because they're a smaller utility with many fewer counties that they cover. Mm-hmm. But this is the new normal, unfortunately.
Hmm. Wow. All right. So the latest word is still 8 o'clock, but it's looking like it's probably going to get pushed back even later, correct?
That's correct. We're looking at 9 and 10. But just to be to prepare everyone, make sure everyone's prepared, I'm saying the earliest is at 8 p.m.
Okay. Now, I have gotten some calls from people saying that many of the traffic lights in the Eureka area are already flashing red, and that generally indicates power out, but that could obviously also be something completely unrelated. I assume that's unrelated to what you are doing?
I mean, it could be Caltrans or the city setting up their generators or preparing. It just depends. Some of the traffic lights do have backup power or backup generators. I'm not quite sure what Eureka has, but it could be them setting up. It could be a number of things. But PG&E has not started shutting off the power yet in Humboldt County.
Okay. And to be clear, you said power is not being shut off yet in any of the other counties?
It could have started already. Again, it's a process. So in addition to the phases that we have within those phases, process. It might take an hour to shut off the whole county. It might take a couple hours. Some parts of the county could be off, but other parts are still on. Basically, not everybody's going to go off all at the same time.
Right. Understood. Understood. And
the same with restoring power, too. Mm-hmm. Not everyone, even though when we wait for the weather to pass, when we start the restoration process, we have to inspect and patrol all of the lines before we can energize them, because we want to make sure it is safe to re-energize them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a process, and it all depends on what's found on the line, if there's any damage, and if there has to be a repair. Some of the lines, of course, might be able to be restored a lot sooner because there is no damage and that sort of thing. So again, not everybody's going to have it turned off at the same time. Not everyone's going to have it all turned on at the same time.
And to be clear, when this first started, when it was being announced, this looked like this was going to be actually bigger in scope than the previous power outage. Is that still the case?
That is definitely still the case. A couple weeks ago, it was 840,000, I believe, customers impacted. This is 940,000 customers in portions of 36 counties. So definitely a bigger weather event, definitely a bigger public safety power shutoff.
All right. So beginning possibly at 8, many parts not until like 10. That's how it's looking at this point, correct?
Correct. So don't expect all of your lights to go on right at 8 p.m.
Or off.
It is a process.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much, Deanna Contreras, Public Information Officer for PG&E. Thank you again for calling back and letting us know what's going on.
Thank you, Cliff.